proclamation number 8520 dated the June 6th, 1963.
Go protection from the adversary temptation.
You can live your earthly life without worrying as soon as you have found me. As soon as you are united with me through prayer and activity of love. For then you have voluntarily returned to me and can never ever go astray again. And even if you are confronted by temptations because my adversary keeps believing that he can win you for himself, you nevertheless need not fear these temptations because I will protect you from falling prey to them. For your voluntary dedication to me has given me the right to do so, but neither will I contest his entitlement to fight for the souls which are embodied as human beings in earthly life. However, you are not defenselessly at the mercy of these temptations, for from the moment you turned me I watch over you and protect you from falling. If you envisage your long development through the creations of earth which resulted in your embodiment as a human being in the first place, then you will also understand that I support you in every way so that you will still reach the last goal, so that you will find unification with me. Admittedly, this can be more or less heartfelt. It can mean total fusion with me but also not be quite so deep and intimate at first, and yet merely your will to belong to me is already the decisive factor for me, for then you establish the bond with me which is also the guarantee that I will never let go of you again and then the adversary will have no more control over you. And this heartfelt bond can only happen when the original sin has been taken from you because of your acknowledgement of Jesus Christ and his act of salvation, for you will never take the path to me of your own free will while you are still burdened by the original sin, because then my adversary will still have complete control over you. Your dedication to me proves, however, that you want to be released from my adversary. And this already gives me the right which is no longer disputable. For then you belong to me, because you have emerged from the strength of my love, albeit also through my adversary's will who used my strength to create you. And everything that originates from my strength of love inevitably has to return to me, for my strength, which was externalized by creating the being, will return to its primary source again. And you humans stand just short of this goal when you live on Earth. It is the last stage of the huge process of return, when the soul, the once fallen original spirit, embedded in a human being, should pass the final test of will, to return to me or to my adversary again, from whose power I had removed it until it was able to make a decision again as a self-aware being. This is why the earthly existence as a human being is of such great significance. After all, it decides the soul's fate, whether it will be eternally happy or have to languish in misery and torment for eternities again. Admittedly, it will reach its goal one day, but its free will can extend endlessly for the duration of its apostasy from me, just as it can finish it within a very short time and return to me into the Father's house, which it once left of its own free will. Time and again you should bear this great significance of your earthly existence in mind and seriously strive to reach perfection, to return to me. And always establish mental contact with your God and Creator of eternity, so that I then will be able to catch hold of you and draw you to me. For I do not influence you against your will, and neither can my adversary chain you to himself against your will. You have to make your own choice for me or for him, and with this decision you determine your later fate. But if you remember my love and appeal to me for my assistance with complete trust, then you will truly not be left defenseless at my adversary's mercy, but I will always stand between you and him and keep him at bay, and his temptations will lessen because you, if you sincerely desire me, will be surrounded by a bright shining light which my adversary flees because it gives evidence of my presence, and he avoids me because he is my enemy. He is no longer able to pursue you as soon as you entrust yourselves to me with complete faith and thus unite with me through activity of love and prayer. As soon as you never keep me out of your thoughts, then you will have passed your test of will, and you will also attain the last goal while you are still on earth, that you perfect yourselves with my help and my strength, so that you are and will remain my own for all eternity. Amen.